Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin 17 lines from the top, Tefillah Minolan. As we had learned in the previous shiur, the Gemara taught us that in certain areas of halacha, remaining in order is crucial to be mekayim the mitzvah. And one of the areas that was so identified was tefillah. Ask the Gemara Tefillah Minolan, from where do we know that such a halacha applies by tefillah? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shimon HaPikuli, here's the Shimon HaSrei Brachas, Lefnei Rav Gamliel. Shimon HaPikuli, it's called Shimon HaPikuli because Pikuli means wool. He used to sell wool, was arranged the Shimon HaSrei Brachas by Rav Gamliel al Seder with a specific order by Yavne. Amar Rav Yochanan of Amalei b'Masnisa Tana, May the Esrim Zakenim, there were 120 Zakenim, Behem Kam Nevi'im, they were the ones that Tikna Shemona Esrei Brachas Al Seder, established the Shemona Esrei with a specific order. Tana Rabbanan, so we learned in a Braisa. Menayin Sha'imrim Ovis, how do we know that we begin the Shemona Esrei? With the Bracha of Ovis Al Akev Rom Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hovul Hashem B'nei Elim. We should speak to HaKadosh Baruch about the Elim, the strong ones. The Avos are considered the strong ones. Menayim Shaimim Gevuras. How do we know that the second bracha of Shemon Esrei is Gevuras? Shenemar, Hovel Hashem, Kovoid V'Ois. We speak about the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we speak about Mechayim Mason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do Tchias HaMason. Menayim Shaimim Kedushois. How do we know that the third bracha of Shemon Esrei is Kedushois? Says the Gemara, Shenemar, Hovel Hashem, Kvoid Shmoi. We have to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize His holiness. And the Mashal points out that the word Havu is Begematria Echad, one. And from here we learn 2 points, says the Mashal. Number one, that all these three brachas come to speak about Echad, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echad, who is one, about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another halacha which we identified in the previous shiur, that these three brachas are considered one bracha, and if a mistake is made anywhere within the recitation of these three brachas, one has to go back to the beginning of the Shemona Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Omar ro loyma bina achi kedusha. We know that the fourth bracha of Shemona Esrei is atochonin, speaks about intelligence. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'gdishu in Yeshaya, v'gdishu es k'dosh Yaakov." They glorify the Holy One of Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'slakei Yisrael yaritzu, they revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards, v'samachlei, v'yoydei toyer ruach bina, and those who made a mistake will have now the insight to correct their ways. And as the Mashal explains, the first bracha has to speak about das, has to speak about intelligence, because without that one cannot go further. Omaro loyma tshuva achrabina. And why is the next bracha speak about doing tshuva? Tiksiv, because the pasuk says, ulavava yovin, his heart will understand, v'shav v'rafaloi, he will do tshuva and be healed. And that's why haroitza b'seshuva follows at the chayin. And as Mefarshim explained, intelligence is needed to realize that who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to realize what is right and what is wrong, and then to do tshuva. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're following the order that was just identified in this pasuk, Leim Refua, Basra the tshuva, so then the next bracha should be Refa'enu, because Refua, we see, is following the bracha of tshuva. Answers the Gemara, Lo Yisal Kedaitach, because that doesn't make sense to follow. Tiksiv, because the pasuk says, V'yoshev al Hashem v'yirachameyu, a person has to do tshuva, V'aloykeinu kiyar b'lesloyach, and then he will get repentant, the tshuva, slicha. So that's why, slach lanu follows haroitza b'seshuva. Ask the Gemara, O'may chazus d'samchas ha smaycha ha, why are we following the pasuk that puts slach lanu after refa'enu Slachlonu after Roitzu Beshuva. Why should we follow the pasuk that puts Rufeinu after Roitzu Beshuva? My chazus to Samchas Aha. Why are we following this pasuk? Smaychaha. Answers the Gemara. Kasakrachrina. Because there's another pasuk. The pasuk says Hasalechi lechol aveinechi. Haroifil chotaochlaichi. Hagoyal meshachas chayochi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives me, heals me, and then redeems me. Lememra to teach us the geula of refua basa slicha hi. That both geula and refua have to follow slicha. And that's why slicha follows haroitza b'seshuva, and then we have geula, and then we have refua. Ask the Gemara, v'ksiva shava rafaloi. Fine, we have identified this pasuk, but isn't there another pasuk of a shav v'rafaloi? Answers the Gemara, hahu lav refua da tachlum hi. The pasuk of the tefillah of Rufa'enu speaks about a person being physically healed. This pasuk of Ishav Rafaloi doesn't refer to physical healing. It refers to spiritual healing. It refers to forgiveness. And therefore this pasuk cannot serve as a source of where the proper placement of the bracha of Rufa'enu should be. Continues the Gemara. Umarra Lama Geula B'Shvius. Why is the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, the seventh bracha, Amar Rava, Metoich Shesidim LeGoyal B'Shvius, because the ultimate redemption will take place in a Shemitah year. Lefikach Kavu B'Shvius, that's why it was placed as the seventh bracha. Ask the Gemara of Amar, we learned in a Braitza, B'Shishish, in the sixth year of the Shemitah year, Koilis, there will be sounds. Either the Mefarshim explain that it will be rumors, or refers to rumors that Mashiach is about to arrive, or there will be blowing of the shofar. B'Shvius, in the Shemitah year, Melchamas, there will be the war of Gog Magog. And only B'Matzah Shvius, in the year after Shemitah, Ben David Boy, will Mashiach come. So what are we saying that the seventh bracha refers to the Gula? The Gula isn't going to be in the seventh year. Answers the Gemara, Milchama Nami Eschalta de Gulihi. A war is also considered the beginning of the ultimate redemption, and that's why Goyal Yisrael belongs in the seventh bracha. Ask the Gemara, Ma Ra Loimer Refuah B'Shminas. Why is Refuah said, why is the bracha Refuenu the eighth bracha? Amar Vacha, B'Torch Shenitna Mila B'Shminas. Because a Mila, Bris Mila, is done on the eighth day, and it's tzricha refuah, and after a child has a bris mila, it requires refuah shleima, lefikach kavu b'shminis, so 8th day is when the bris takes place, so that's why we say it on the 8th day. And as the Mefarshim explain, Shemeshul explains, actually, a person who gets sick because he actually has not followed and done what he's supposed to do. And therefore, he's not necessarily deserving of a refuah, to be healed. He should have acted properly, and this would have never happened. The only situation where we could certainly identify that someone got sick, not because he did anything wrong, is a mila. The child who has a mila didn't do anything wrong, he did what was right. He did a mila, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do a bris mila. Because this child has a bris mila, and he has a refuah, then everyone else, who maybe doesn't necessarily deserve a refuah, also becomes worthy of having a refuah. This bris mila refuah brings a refuah to the entire world. And, in fact, I saw a beautiful pshat. The Mefarshim asked, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked this question. He asked that when we daven for refuah in Shemona Esrei three times a day, the way we say the bracha is Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. When we speak about refuah in another context, when we say the bracha of Asher Yatzar, there we say Roifei Kobosar Umafli Lasois. Here we speak about Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, the Kla Yisrael, and there we speak about the refuah of Kobosar, of everyone. So the Rabbi Yosef Chaim explains. Here we're speaking about the refuah that comes through a bris mila. Bris mila is relevant to Klal Yisrael, not to anyone else. That's why in Shemoneh Esrei we say Roifei Chayalei Am Yisrael. Dash Yotza, which is not connected to Bris Milah, therefore we could say in Ashi Yotza Roifei Kolbasar. I saw a verse from the Leif Simcha. Why do we say it in the 8th Bracha Refuah? Because the Gemara says Kivin Shenoyle Ben Zocher, if in a family there's a problem but they have a bracha that Ben Zocher, a male child, is born into the family, Nisrapet Kol HaMishpacha, the entire family gets healthy. So that's why here in the 8th Bracha there was a boy born that brought Refuah to the entire family, and that's why we say the bracha of Rufa'enu as the 8th bracha. There's an interesting story. The Satner Rebbe once met Reb Moshe Feinstein, and he asked Reb Moshe why, when we say the bracha of Aroitze B'Seshuva, do we say B'Seshuva Shleima? What's the point of saying B'Seshuva Shleima? And Reb Moshe asked the Satner Rebbe, you're a Rebbe, and certainly you have davened for sick people many times in your life, why when we say the bracha of Rifo'enu, do we say Rifuah Shleima? So Reb Moshe said, the reason why we say Shuva Shleima is because the Rambam says that what is considered one doing Shuva, at sheyod olav magat alumas, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say testimony, Shlayoshuv l'kisla oid, they will no longer repeat doing this Aveira. Shuva Shleima means that not only did it do tshuva, but it did tshuva to the extent that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could attend, testify that he won't do the Aveira. So the Satmar Rebbe, the same thing by Refuah Shleima. When we daven for a person to have a Refuah, we don't just daven that he should be well, but it should be Refuah Shleima that he should never get sick again. There's an interesting question raised by the Chidah. Now that we're saying that the bracha of Rufa'enu refers to a person who's chas v'shalom physically sick, ask the Chidah, then the bracha should not include any aspect of a refuah hanefesh, about a spiritual malady, because that, as the Mefarshim point out, is discussed later in the Shemoneh Esrei, or is actually what's referred to, says the Klaus of Rebbe, in a tshuva in the Brach of Goyal Yisrael, where a person asks that he be redeemed from any personal spiritual tzaris or any other tzaris. So why do we say refuah hanefesh v'refuah haguf? Says the Chidah that every refuah, every chayli haguf, every disease that a person has physically emanates from a chayli hanefesh, that he didn't act properly, and that's why he was given this punishment. That's why, says the Chidah, we say in the Tefillah, refuah l'chol tachlu'ei nafshenu, not just to the physical maladies, but to the spiritual maladies, because when we will have our spiritual maladies healed, and we will act properly, our physical diseases will ultimately also go away. Continues the Gemara. Why is the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, which refers to asking for Panosa, the 9th bracha? Amar Alexandri, Keneg Mafki Sharim. This bracha is referring that we should not be affected by people who raise prices unjustly. And the pasuk says in the 9th parak of Tehillim, Shizvar Zuraya Rasha, break the strength of the wicked. The David ki amru, but she is amru, he said in the 9th parak. As Rashi points out, in that parak it says, Yerab mistar, he waits in ambush, ka'arya besuka yerav lachav oni, he waits to ambush a poor person. So Rashi points out that someone who stands in ambush specifically waits for a poor person, if anything, if he has a specific target, it would probably be a wealthy person. But who is the person, who are those that specifically affect the poor people, those who raise the prices unfairly, that the poor people can't afford to pay those prices? And said in the 9th bracha, that's why we say in the 9th parak, that's why we say Baruch Aleinu is the 9th bracha. Rashi and Tosfos both point out that this is really the 10th parak of Tehillim, not the 9th. So Tosfos says that the first two parakim of Tehillim Ashrei Ish and Lama Rakshu are considered one perek, making this the ninth perek. Rashi disagrees. According to Rashi, that the ninth and tenth parakim are considered one perek, and that's why this is considered the ninth perek. Continues the Gemara. Why did they speak about bringing together all the people from Golis after this bracha? Because answers the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vatim Hari Yisrael, you mountains of Eretz Yisrael, and fechem titnu, you will sprout forth branches, or perichem tisu, and give forth fruits, la'ami Yisrael ki kervalavi, for my nation Yisrael as they return." The Kima Shinskap to Golius continues the Gemara. When the Golius will come together, Nasudin Burishoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the wicked. Shinem Vashivi Yodai Olayich, Ve'etzrach Kivasikayich. I'll put my hand on you and I will clean the people who are impure. Ve'ksiv Vashivi Shefteich Kirishoina, and I will bring back the judges. That's why after Kibbutz Golius, we say the Baruch of Shivi Shefteinu. The Kivin Shinasu Tumber Rishoim. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this judgment against the Rishoim, Kol HaPashim, there no longer will be wicked in the world. The Kol Zaydim Imam, and so to all the people that are Mizidim, to do it intentionally. Shinem Vesheva Pashim Vechatoim Yacht Vichlu, the Pashim and those who do Averis will cease to exist. The Kivin Shikol HaPashim, at that point, when the Pashim go away, Mesroim is Karen Tzadikim, the Tzadikim will come higher up. The Ksiv called Kain Rishoyim Agadeya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out the horns of the Rishoyim, Teremamnas Kain Tzadik, he will lift up the horns of the Tzadikim. The Koyal Gerit Tzadikim HaTzadikim, and he includes the Gerim with the Tzadikim, Shenemar, because we already find such a concept in the Torah. The Torah speaks about Bnei Seva Tokum, Vadarta Pnei Zokain, and speaking about Tzikainim and Chachamim, v'samach levi ki yod itchager. So that's why we have Alat Tzadikim, and we mention Gerim in Alat Tzadikim. V'heichim esramam eskarnam, where will this take place? Be'Yerushalayim. Shenema, shlal ushlayim, yushalayim, yushalaya oivayich. Your loved ones will be in Yerushalayim. V'kivin shenivnas Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, bar David. That's when David HaMelech will come. Shenema Acher Yeshua B'nai Yisrael. Afterwards, Klai Yisrael will return. Uvikshu Es Hashem Alekeim. They will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their God. There's David Malcolm and David their king. And as the Brisker Rav points out, actually we find, says the Brisker Rav, we find that in Shemoneh Esrei, we speak about David HaMelech in two brachas. One is in the bracha, obviously, with Semach Karen David, where we specifically speak about Malchus Beis David, but also in the bracha of Vinei Yerushalayim, we speak of Vinei Yerushalayim, we speak about David. Why do we speak about David first? Twice, says the Brisker Rav. David HaMelech, when we speak about him in as Semach David, obviously belongs there. That's where we're speaking that the Malchus Beis David should come back. But, says the Brisker Rav, Vinei Yerushalayim is connected to David HaMelech. David HaMelech and Yerushalayim are linked together. As the pasuk says, L'hokim es bonav achrov u'lahamin es Yerushalayim. Since David and Yerushalayim are so connected, therefore we mention him in that bracha also. And he says we study the same concept in benching. In benching, in the bracha of Nei Yerushalayim, which starts with Rachimna, we speak about Malchus based David Avdecha, because Malchus based David and Ben Yerushalayim are connected. V'kivin Shabbat David, when David will come, Bas Tfila, then we will have the ability to daven. And as the Mashah explains, the halacha is that when Klal Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael, give him mitzvahs to stavi Yisrael b'chnisas al aretz. Klal Yisrael has to do three mitzvahs to get to Eretz Yisrael: lahamid lamelech, to establish a king; lahachri zara shel amalek, to destroy Amalek; ulivnos beis habechira, and to build the beis hamikdash. So explains the Mashal. Since the order mentioned in that Gemara is specific, so first the melucha of Malchus Beis David will be established, then we will be able to build the Beis Hamikdash, which will be the place where we will daven, v'kivin shabas tefillah, and once we have the place where we could daven, At that point, Bas Avoida, we could bring the Kabbarnas. So, Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Alasayim Vizachayim Rotson on Mizbech, your Kabbarnas will be brought on my Mizbech. The Kivin Shabbos Avoida, once we do the Kabbarnas, Bas Toida, Shinem is Zoivich Toida, Chabdeneni, Smachloikis, what does Toida mean? Masha says two Pshatim. One Pshat is that it means thanksgiving, that we will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does for us. The other is vidui, because the halacha is when one brought a carbon, he had to say vidui on his carbon. Umar ro loyma, continues the Gemara. Why did Chazal teach us to say brichs kahanim ach hoido, that after the bracha of toy shimcha no lo hoidois, we say brichs kahanim? The ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'yisa arnes yodav ala'om, the Kohanim said Brichos Kohanim, Vivarchem V'yered Ma'asos Achatos Oil V'Ashlamim. After they brought the Kabbonis, they did Brichos Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, perhaps Pshat in the Pasuk is Koidim Avoida. The first they did Brichos Kohanim, and then they brought the Kabbonis. So the Gemara Lo Shaka Daitach. The Ksiv V'yered Ma'asos Achatos. The Pasuk says they descended from bringing the Korban Chatos. Miksiv Lasos. The pasuk doesn't say that they still had to bring the Korban Chatos. Ma'asos ksiv, that they already brought the Kabbonis, and only then did they say Brichos Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, V'leima Akra Avoida. So why do they say it immediately after the Bracha Avoida? Why do we wait to first say the Bracha Hayda? Says the Gemara, L'shalka Daitach. The ksiv Zoivach Tada. That means Toida goes together with Avoida. Ask the Gemara, my Chazos, the Samchas Ahai. Why are we relying on the Pasuk that seems to indicate that we should say it after Haidah? Why don't we rely on the Pasuk that Smoich Ahai, that seems to say we should say Brichos Kohanim right after Avoidah? And it says the Gemara, Mestabra, Avoidah v'Haidah Chodim Elsi. Avoidah and Haidah are one thing, and therefore they belong together, and only after that we say Brichos Kohanim. Umar Ro Loim Sim Shalom Ach Brichos Kohanim. And why do we say Sim Shalom after Brichos Kohanim? And as the Masha explains, the Gemara's question is not that strong, because we know that we have to say all the brachos Shemoneh Esrei. We've accounted for all of the brachos. The only bracha that we haven't said is Sim Shalom, so we're not going to say it now. We're not going to say it. So obviously it has to be said. But says the Masha, the Gemara is looking not just to establish that Sim Shalom is said at this place by deduction, because there's nowhere else. We want to find the positive reason why Sim Shalom belongs here. It says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, "Sam Shemineh Yisrael Aveni Avarchem, Bracha the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bracha Shalom, Shnem Hashem Yivarech Esam B'Shalom." And as the Ritva explains, even though Birkos Kohanim includes many brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, but just like Brichos Kohanim ends with the words V'yoseim L'cho Shalom, so we see that Shalom is the biggest bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give. That's why we end the Shemoneh Esrei with some Shalom. And Ritva takes it a step further. Ritva says, actually, even by Birchas Krishma, by Ma'ariv, as on Friday night, we end the bracha of Hashkiveinu with HaPoyres Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'Kol Amo Yisrael V'Yushalayim. Again, speaking about Shalom. The only reason, says the Ritva, that we don't say this Nusach at the end of the bracha of Hashkiveinu during the week is since we say Yiru Aneinu Baruch Hashem Lailam, which anyway separates between the Brichos Krishma and Shemoneh Esrei. So that's why Chazal during the week said that we don't say HaPoyres Sukkah Shalom. But again, we always want to end something with Shalom. I saw an interesting shaila. What will be the halacha if instead of after Hatoiv Shimcha Noel Ahoidos, where the Kahanim should go up to Duchen, the Chazan forgot himself and started some Shalom and finished the Shemoneh Esrei and then realized it did not say Birchos Kohanim. What should be done? So there's a machloikis apoiskim. Some apoiskim say that if it wasn't said, it's too late. And others say they should go back to Ritzei and the Chazan should go back to it. Say, and say Birkas Kohanim in the right place. It seems that nobody holds that Birkas Kohanim should be said after Shemoneh Esrei. It belongs as part of Shemoneh Esrei. What is the Shaila if we should go back or not? The Shaila of going back or not depends on, is Birkas Kohanim considered an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei? If it's considered an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei, as we've been learning, if one skips a part of Shemoneh Esrei, he has to repeat that part. And if it's in the last three brachas, he has to say the whole set again. If it's not considered an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore, if it was skipped, it can remain omitted. Continues the Gemara, asking, if the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila already ticked the Tefillah HaSeder, established this Seder for the Shemoneh Esrei, asked the Gemara, Shimon HaPikuli, my Hizder, so what did Shimon HaPikuli do? It was already there from the time of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. Answers the Gemara, Shacham v'chaz v'sidram. They've forgotten, and Shimon HaPikuli reestablished them. And as the Ben Yoyod explains, it can't mean that they forgot the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a tefillah that we say three times a day. What happened was they forgot what was the basis of this order until Shimon HaPikuli again reminded them, as we just learned in the Gemara, what was the basis. Continues the Gemara, Mekan ve'elich, from here on in, also l'saper b'shivcha shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. One is not supposed to speak more in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amram Rebbe Lezer, as Rebbe Lezer taught us, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, Mi Yamalil Gvuras Hashem, Yashmi Kol Tilosai. Who could speak about all the mighty acts of Hashem? Speak about all His praise. L'mi No L'mal Gvuras Hashem. Who could speak about all the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi Shiyoch L'Hashmi Kol Tilosai. Somebody who's capable of declaring all of His praise, which certainly we are not able to, and that's why we don't say anymore. And as the Mefarshim explained, because if the halacha was that we should speak about all of the praise of Hashem, the pasuk should have said, "Mi yamalel gvuras Hashem, umi yashmiya kol tilosoi." The fact that the pasuk says "Mi yamalel gvuras Hashem" and doesn't say "umi yashmiya" or "v'yashmiya," it comes to say only somebody who's yashmiya kol tilosoi, somebody who could do all of this, which we certainly are unable to. So the Mefarshim ask, shouldn't the pasuk have said stronger, lo yashmiya kol tilosai? Nobody should say all the praise of Hashem because it's virtually impossible. So the Mefarshim answer, if that is what the pasuk would say, one would think that he should say nothing. He shouldn't say anything about Hashem, which of course is also improper. That's why it says this, just say what Chazal taught us to say. So ask the Tori Evin, if so, how could Chazal, that established the Shemoneh Esrei, say what they said? Didn't we just learn that it's also to do that? So the Tori Evin says a very interesting teretz. He says that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila were the ones that were mesaken Tfilas Nishmas. And in Tfilas Nishmas we say, Ilu finu molay shir kayom, ein anach mespikum lohaydus l'cha. So they already clearly declared that they're unable to properly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this pre-declaration, therefore they could go further in saying what they said. Amar Rabba b'Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, Hamasap b'Shivcha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yois Mendai, somebody who says too much Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nekama Olam, will be uprooted from the world. Shnama Yisupaloi, Kedaber, and Amar Ish Kiyavula, can I say so much praise of Hashem and not be in danger of being swallowed up? Darsh of Yehuda ish kvar gavraya, memory ish kvar gibor chayil. Ma'idik siv l'chod dumiya sila. Being silent is praise. Sam de kula, the best medicine is mishtukas, to be quiet. Kiyosar of Dimi Amma, Am Marova, they said in Marova, Mila b'sela, speech is worth one sela, mishtuk b'train, and silence is worth true. And as the Sfasemis explained, speech is certainly proper speech is certainly valuable, but being careful not to say something improper is even more proper. I saw another beautiful pshat. Mila basela. When is one's mila? When is one's words worthwhile, mishtuka betrain. If it's for every word that he says, there are two words, train, there are two words that he doesn't say. A person who is careful to watch his words and minimize them, just say what is absolutely essential, that is what's supposed to be done. In fact, I saw a story that the Imri Emes, who was known as a person who was very careful not to say extra words, was once traveling in a wagon with other people, and the driver wanted to make sure he was going on the right way. So he asked the people, am I taking the right route? And the person who answered him said, yes, yes. And then Ramis couldn't accept how the person said the word yes twice, if he could have said it just once. Another pshat is, mila basela, when is a word valuable? Mishtuka betrain. If before somebody exercised his power of speech, mishtuka, he was quiet and he thought it out to make sure that what he was saying was really what should be said, that's when mila basela, that's when one's worth are valuable. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, kar al peh, if one read the Megillah by heart, lo yotze, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara Nolan, from where do we know this? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, ask his zechira zechira. We learn exeris shava between the word zechira here by Megillah, ksiv hocha, vayoma elu niskarim, the ksiv hosop, that it says regarding the mitzvah, mechias, amalek, saiv zois, zikar mesefa, malahal mesefa, just like there, it has to be from a sefer. Afkam b'sefer, here too, it has to be read from a sefer. Ask the Gemara, Omai dahai zechira, kriyahi, how do we know that when the Torah uses the word zechira? By the mitzvah, mechias amolik, it means to be read from a sefer, from a sefer Torah, dilma iyan ba'alma, maybe it just means that somebody should just think about the mitzvah of remembering to destroy amolik. Answer the Gemara, look, salkadai, the ksiv. The pasuk says zocher, yoch b'leif, I would think it's enough just to think about it. The pasuk already says you should not forget. So we know the one is not supposed to forget in his heart who Amalek was. What do we do with the word zocher? The one should verbally express his hatred of Amalek. And this is the basis, say to Mefarshim, how we know, many Rishonim say, the parsha zocher is a chiv deraisa, because here it says zocher b'peh. We have to read about parshas zocher to remember to destroy Amalek. Miches Chinuch does bring down there are Rishonim that hold that the chiv of parshas zocher is only a derabbanon, and the Bnei Yeshua tries to explain how they will explain our Gemara. Also, since we see that our Gemara compares the zechira by reading the Megillah to zechira of reading Parsha Zachar, so the place can say from here we see that if one, for whatever reason, wasn't able to hear Parsha Zachar, perhaps he can mekayim mitzvah zechira samolik by hearing the Megillah. The Malbim asks a question. Perhaps the way to understand the pasuk of Zachar and Leitishkach is not to explain that Leitishkach is belave and Zocher is bepeh, but perhaps what the Torah is teaching us is that it's adequate just to think about it. But Zocher is to teach us that if one doesn't think about it, he's over a mitzvah saseh, and Leitishkach teaches us if one doesn't think about it, he's over a lav. Says the Malbim, if the entire obligation were just to think about it, then it would never be possible to be mekayim loitishkach, not to forget. If it's relegated just to thinking, it's impossible not to forget. So if the Torah wants us not to forget, there must be an element of bepeh, of saying it verbally, and that's how we'll be sure not to forget. The Stechemet also points out that even though the Gemara just taught us the zechiv of zocher, bepeh, and loitishkach, he says, Zocher, that chiv we could accomplish once a year, which is what we do on Parashas Zocher, and Loisishkach, believe that we have an obligation to do every day. That's why there are different ways people say that we're mekayim that mitzvah of like tishkach. Some say when we say in Birchas Krishma Shimcha Agodol, because Alok is Ein Hashem Sholem, then Kisei Sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will not be whole until Amalek is destroyed. Others explicitly say every day the parsha of Zocha She'oslucha Amalek to mekayim this chiv of loy tishkach. Continues the Gemara. Kara Targum. If one read the Megillah in Lashon Targum, lo yotza. Heichidami. Ask the Gemara, what is the case the Mishnah is referring to? Elam de ksiva mikra. If the Megillah is written in Hebrew, for Karlei Targum, and he reads the Targum, hainu al peh. That's reading by heart. And we already learned that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah that way. Like Srivcha, says the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah is the ksiva Targum, that's written in Targum, for Karlei Targum, and he read in the Targum. The Mishnah said, to a foreigner, we can read the Megillah in a foreign language. Ask the Gemara of Amrit Karba Kalosha Layotza. We said if you read it in any language at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said you weren't Yotza. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Tavayu, Belaz Yivani. We're speaking about Greek. Greek is different, and that could be read. Heichidami. Again, ask the Gemara, what are we referring to? Ilaim the Ksiva Shuris, that the Megillah is written in Hebrew for Karla Yevonis, and we read it in Greek. Again, we have the problem of reading the Megillah by heart, which we said is disqualified. Amrav Acha, Amrav Elazar, Shiksu Belaz Yevonis. The Megillah is written in Greek and being read in Greek. V'Amrav Acha, Amrav Elazar. Menayin Shakara, the Gemara digresses for a moment. Menayin Shakara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, LeYaakov El. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yaakov with the name El? Shenema v'yikoloi El Elohei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Kael. This al kedaitach. If you're going to say the pshat in the pasuk is l'mizbeach korla Yaakov El, that Yaakov called him mizbeach, in which he was bringing the kabbonis El. So the pasuk should have said v'yikoloi Yaakov miboylei. The pasuk should have said v'yikoloi Yaakov called him mizbeach, that title. El v'yikoloi Yaakov El mi korla Kael. Who called him Kael? Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Eil to show his strength and his power. Meisvei goes back to Gemara to discuss the Hilchus Megillah, Kara Giftis, Ivris, Ilmis, Modus, Yevonis. If you read the Megillah in any of these languages, Lo Yotza, so here this clearly is not what Rav and Shmuel taught us. Rav and Shmuel just taught us that if you read the Megillah in Yevonis, you are Yotz the Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Holei Damya. How do we have to explain Rav and Shmuel? El Laha. Giftis, if the Megillah was written, Giftis for Giftim. Or Ivris for Ivrim. Ilmis for the people for Ilm. Yevonis for Yevonim. Or Yevonis for Greeks. That's when it's Yotza. When the first Brisa says that Greek is prohibited, is referring to somebody who doesn't understand Greek. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, Rav Shmuel. If that's the case, why are they speak strictly about Greek? They could have said about any foreign language. We have to explain that our mission indeed does permit all foreign languages, provided that you understand that language. They're speaking not as an explanation of our Mishnah, they're just saying a did. Rav Shmuel, the Amri, Laz Yevoni l'kol kosher. That Greek is always permitted, even when someone who doesn't understand Greek. V'ktani asked the Gemara, how can we say that that's pshat in what Rav and Shmuel say? We just finished saying Yevonis l'Yevonim in. Only Greeks who understand Greek can read the Megillah in Greek. L'kol amiloi. Answers the Gemara, ini d'amik Rav Shimon Gamliel. They hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah, and Dav Ches, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Asfram Lechtir Shechtovel Yevonis. Yafta Lekim Leyafis, V'yishkoim Ve'ol Hashem. Greek is very unique, and Greek has the same standards as Hebrew, and even if you don't understand it, you yoitz the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, V'lemer Alok Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why don't we just say that Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Answers the Gemara, Iyamri Alok Rav Shimon Gamliel. If they said Alok Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hava Minahani Milishas for him. Every other sefer, Greek has a very important status. Av Megillah. But regarding the Megillah, the Ksiba Kiksavam, would the Megillah use the word Kiksavam? Emaloi, maybe Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Rav Shmuel will agree that Greek is not unique, Kamash Malon, that this special, unique status of Greek even applies to the Megillah. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us, Valoi Shasham Ashuris, if a foreigner heard the Megillah in Ashuris, Yotza. Ask the Gemara, V'layada my Kamri, Hakri v'makayim the mitzvah. He doesn't know what they're saying. Answers the Gemara, Midi dehava anosh v'amaretz. Just like women in Amaretz don't understand the Megillah, and they makayim the mitzvah, so too, somebody's makayim the mitzvah, even though he doesn't understand. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Ravina, and this is the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara. Why do we have to bring a proof from women in Amaretz? And even we, Hakashtanim b'nei Ramachim Yedinim, do we know the definition of Hashtanim b'nei Ramachim? Yet we mekayim the mitzvah. So we see that you don't have to understand the words to mekayim the mitzvah. Here, most Rishonim explain, it's obvious that we don't know, that no one knew what the definition of Hashtanim b'nei Ramachim means. Other Rishonim, the Ran seems to say that they did know what Hashtanim b'nei Ramachim meant, it was just the average people did not know. Here too, the Pais can point out, from here we see that every word of the Megillah must be heard. Because if you don't have to hear every word, perhaps you know why it doesn't make a difference about Achashtanim b'nei Ramachim, because you don't have to understand those words anyway. Ella, mitzvah's kriya, suminisa. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah and let everybody know that the nes is. And like the Brisk Rav explains, it's not two separate mitzvahs. Kriya Prasumanisa. The Kriya affects the Prasumanisa. Hachinami, even if you don't understand Hebrew, you are Makai in the mitzvah Kriya Prasumanisa, and that's why you can read the Megillah in Hebrew even if you don't understand it. Kara Serugin, if we read the Megillah Serugin, Yotzi Makai in the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Lehavi Yodha Rabbana Mai Serugin. Chazal did not know what Serugin meant. Shomal Amstabe Rebbe, they heard the maid of Rebbe's home, the Ka'amula Rabbonin, who said to Rabbonin, Dava Ailu Paski Paskele by Rebbe, they were coming in small groups to Rebbe's yeshiva, Ad Masai Atem Nechnosim Serugim Serugim, how long will you enter Serugim Serugim? So Mepharshim explained, it's not to say that they didn't know what Serugim meant. They didn't know if is Serugim only when one is making large breaks in Kriyas Megillah, or even if small breaks are being made in the Kriyas Megillah, that's also considered Serugin. Here these Talmidim entered in small groups, obviously, and it was still considered Serugin with small breaks, so they saw what the definition of Serugin is. I saw from Yosha Ber Soloveitchik to explain what they learned from her was what Kavra Torah requires, that if they want to learn Torah properly, they were all supposed to come to the shir at the right time all together. And when they didn't, she felt there was a diminution of Kavra Torah. Lehavi Avdonim by Chagolois. There's a word Chagolois, it's a type of herb, a vegetable, mentioned many times in Mishnayos. It's mentioned in Masech the Yuma that the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to eat it for 7 days before Yom Kippur. They didn't know what this was. Was Sham Lamsa the Bay Rebbe the Amr Leila who Gavra? They heard her saying to a man that have a commandment of Perchneim scattering this thing Perchneim. A Masa Atem Mefazach Al Gulacham. But have you other Rabbanim Mai Vesasal Toramecha? What does it mean? Sasal Toramecha. Sham Lamsa the Bay Rebbe. They heard her saying that have a Amr Leila who Gavra. That have a Mapet Mamazie who was curling his hair. Amr Leila Ad Masa Atem Mefazach Al Saroy. So see, Mefazach means to turn. What does it mean? Turn, put on Hashem Yehovcha. Honorable Chana, Zimnachada have a Zilna Bahado Hayutaya. I was once traveling with an Arab because during a tour, I was carrying a load. Vamlishko Yehovcha v'shada gamloi. Take your load and put it on my camel. As the Gra explains this, this person did not know what is the proper madrega of bitachin. Is the proper madrega bitachin that a person who has something happening to him should seek out someone to help him, or should rely completely on Hashem? So he says he was traveling on the road, carrying a heavy load, and he had this Arab next to him who he could have asked to help him, but he didn't ask, and the Arab offered on his own. That's pshat hashlach al shemay hafcha, how much bitachon a person should have. Lehaviyo de rabbanon may v'tatasi b'tatay hashmei. What does it mean? V'tatay mitashmei. Shomel hamt be Rebbe dav amel chavita shkol tatisei, take a broom v'tate beisei and sweep the house. And again, Rav Yosef ben Soloveitchik explains this Gemara. They couldn't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about destroying Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of mercy, not a God of strength. Until they saw what he meant, it's like sweeping out. Sweep out the riches from the world, and we'll be left only with good. Tana Baran Kar Sirugin, if one read the Megillah with making breaks, Yotza. Sirusim, but if he read it out of sequence, Lo Yotza, he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Amunah Mishum Yehuda Afbi Sarugin, even if he made a stop, Mshok de Ligmas Kula, if he made a stop that was so long that he could finish the whole Megillah, Chayz L'Rosh has to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. Amar Rav Yosef, Halak Ramunah Sham Mishum Yehuda, that is Dalocha. Amar Abayla Rav Yosef, when we said Kedei Ligmas Kula, that if he stopped, we have to see, if he stopped, he made a break, the amount of time it takes to finish the whole Megillah. What does that mean? Mech the Goyle say, for wherever he is till the end of the Megillah, a Dilma is the break have to be the amount of time Mereshul Sefer, because it would make a difference. Let's say I make a break a minute before the last Pasuk. The last Pasuk takes just a couple of seconds to read. Answers, the Gemara Amalim Rachel Sefer. The break always is the amount of time it takes to read the whole Megillah. Because if we're going to say it depends at what point of the Megillah you're up to, Nasat Varech L'Shurim, every time it'll be a different shear. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmi Abba Marav, Halach Kremuna. That's the Halach. Shmuel Amar Halach, Ein Halach Kremura. B'Sur Mas Nahachi, this was the version of who said what in Surah. But for this, Master Hakim, but this they said this way. Amr Afghan Amr Rav, Halach Ramuna. The Halach is like Ramuna. Shmuel Amr Ein Halach Ramuna. Rabbi Masna Yipcha. But Rabbi learned just the opposite. Rav Amr Ein Halach Ramuna. The Halach is not like Ramuna. Shmuel Amr Halach Ramuna. The Halach is like Ramuna. Amr Rav Yosef, the Kait Rabbi Biyotcha. Rabbi's version is correct. Because it always says the Gemara, Shmuel, who the Chash Luchido, who's concerned about the minority stringent opinion. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavim Shekidish Echav Etzachoysoi. The Halach is if someone, Rechman Slan, dies without leaving children, so his wife has to have Yibam, or Chalitza for one of the brothers. Until the Yibam of Chalitza is done, there's a relationship of Zika between the brothers and this widow. So, since there's somewhat of a relationship, says the Gemara, what happens if one of the brothers makes Kiddushin with a sister of this Shemeres Yavim? Said Mishum Rav Yehuda Memseir Amru, Amrim Lai, we tell this brother who made Kiddushin, Hamtein, don't do the Nesun, Ad Shiyas Achicha Gal Maisa, until one of the other brothers, the older brother, does Yibam Chalitza. And otherwise, don't do Nesun with this sister, because of the Zika relationship. Mishmul Alak Rav Yehuda Memseir, Tana Bonin, Hishman Ba Cipher, Oishis Apsukim, if the cipher left out words of psukim from the Megillah, the Karna Maturgman, Kara Kimatargum, and he read it by heart, just these few psukim yotza. Meitzvei asked the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Hoyvay Isis Mitzvashis Makaraz, if the Megillah's letters or words were torn, Im Rishumanika, if he could still recognize them, Ksherim Lapsula. So we see that it depends. And says, Mara Lakash Habakula, if most of the Megillah is disqualified, you can't read from such Megillah. And Mektsasa, if the minority of the Megillah is possible, you can still read from such Megillah. When the Bialach says we don't look at letters, we look at words. Tana Abonin. Hishmet Ba'akairi Pasuk Echad, if the Ba'akairi skipped the Pasuk La'yoyma, so the person, the Bakari shouldn't say, the person listening to the Megillah shouldn't say, Ekras Kulu, we'll finish the Megillah, Fakak, Ekras is a Pasuk, and then we'll come back to that Pasuk. Al-Kari is a Pasuk, we have to go back to that Pasuk and read in the proper sequence. Similarly, Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesset, somebody entered a shul, a Matzot Tzibah Shekara Chetzio, and he found half the Megillah was already read. Lo Yoyma Ekra Chetzio Mitzibah, I'll read the second half, like Mepharshim explained, because at least I'll get this half with Tzibur, which is more of a Pirsum and Nes. Vakach, and then after they finish the Megillah, I'll go back, Ekra Chetzi, I'll read the first half. El Kairos, with Chlos, with Tzoyfoy, the Megillah has to be read from beginning to end in the proper sequence.